Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You heard that right. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Just about 4:11 here. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. Chris, what's going on, my man?
Have you seen that? They call it the Hunter Moon. This thing, the moon out today.
Yeah.
Boy, it is just amazing. It is huge. Ladies and gentlemen, another great night to stargaze.
Yeah.
Free light show. October shaping up to be a very celestial month. And tonight, you can check out the comet that hasn't been seen in 80,000 years. Wow. Get a little bit of time there.
It'll just appear, a tad, yeah.
It'll appear low in the western sky. It happens right after sunset. Best time to see it is now through next Thursday. And also check out the Hunter Moon, Super Moon, Hunter Moon, which is amazing. Here, let me tell you what happened. I was getting up this morning. I got up at 4:30 this morning to start working on some early morning scripts.
Okay.
I get my best work done. I don't know about you. When the phone's not there, the texts aren't there, nobody's around, you can get a lot of work. Anyway, I looked outside. I could have sworn it was daylight. It was still dark with that moon. It was so bright. So, yeah, enjoy it. Free light show. Take advantage of it.
A light show.
Really, yeah. It's great. In fact, if you want to read about it, I posted a story about it on our website. And I forget what our title is, like, free light show over Pensacola or something like that. Anyway, you can read all about it on our website. Radio 92.3.
Well, you know what? And speaking of our local stations, did want to touch on this. We touched on it yesterday, but of course now it's official. 12 minutes ago, the fair opened for the first night. It's here from the 17th through the 27th, and it's Dollar Day. Admission is $1 for ages 4 and up. Rides will be $1 each. And don't forget our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, running their big lip sync battle on the main stage starting at 7 p.m.
You know, I was checking out PNS, looking at the board as I usually do when I first come in here and kind of giving you the updates. If you have somebody coming in from out of town, you need to pick them up at the airport, but you know, you don't want to be surprised. Oh, well, excuse me, that flight's running about 2 hours late, and then there you got to pay extra parking costs and things. I'm going to try to eliminate a lot of this craziness, okay?
All right.
I'm giving you some information about flights, and I will tell you, it's looking good across the board, except there is one flight coming up out of Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah, DFW. Wheels downtime, 7:59, or excuse me, 6:59 tonight. Now, it has been delayed an hour, so it's about 7:59 or so. It's an American flight, 1996. So, but other than that, the board's looking pretty good. Yeah, I'll keep you posted this afternoon on this.
Very well. And let me ask you this, Chris. When I use the term Last Supper, what do you think of? And do not say the painting.
I think of the painting.
All right. Thanks for breaking the rules.
What else am I supposed to think about?
Well, I guess after today, you're supposed to think of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Because eight men are facing drug charges after a years-long law enforcement operation called Last Supper. It just wrapped up. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office held a press conference yesterday where Sheriff Bob Johnson presented a diagram of an illegal drug distribution chain that had been operating in the county. At the top was a man known as Preacher, 41-year-old David Kennedy of Milton, and another man, 52-year-old Roosevelt Tawn Jones, face federal conspiracy charges. Another six men also face various state charges of either drug trafficking or possession in the case. As a result of the operation, law enforcement seized 5.6 kilos of cocaine and large quantities of fentanyl, meth, hydrocodone, marijuana, and THC edibles. They also seized nearly $65,000 in drug money and 8 guns. Whew. All right. There's why I asked you about the Last Supper.
I was certainly glad you did not name those other six people in that story.
That would have taken
I left them off. I said, nobody knows these people anyway, so I'm leaving them out of there.
There you go.
Cut them on the floor. They were the film was cut. No way. Okay, I do want to remind, you know, we talked about this story yesterday. We have a lot of naval aviators in our community, and we thank you for your service. But here's a sad story. I told you about it yesterday, and I'm just going to kind of advance it a little bit for you this afternoon. Crews have now found the wreckage of a Navy jet that crashed east of Washington State's Mount Rainier. This happened on Tuesday, but here's the very strange thing about this story. It's two crew members haven't been found. Mm. They remain missing, so there's hope.
Yeah.
There is hope here. Lauren Donovan from Fox TV station KCPQ in Seattle has more on the story.
Somehow, a routine training Tuesday afternoon went seriously wrong. Radar shows us one of these growlers went down in remote Forest Service lands east of Mount Rainier and hasn't been heard from since. Crashing in an isolated area like that will prove problematic for rescue crews, says retired Air Force Airman John Nance.
Well, you've got an aircraft that if it flew into terrain at probably 250 or 300 knots, it's going to punch a small hole and you're not going to find a lot of stuff looking at snow.
Weather is another obstacle. Reporting in Oak Harbor, Lauren Donovan, Fox 13 News.
I do hope there's a good ending to that story.
Me too. And hopefully I can deliver some good news here as we get into our first quick check of the roads and weather this evening. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. I will let you know this. We have increased congestion on Mobile Highway. This is going to be near the fairgrounds. That should be no surprise to anyone, so be on the lookout for that. Also, on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, got some issues there. Then it's just going to be I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and maybe some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, it is 68 degrees. Scratch that. It's gone up a bit. 70 degrees, but that's not too bad. Tonight's low is going to be 51. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer. High of 75. Low of 55. Yet still sunny, mostly clear skies.
In other words, take along a sweater, light jacket tonight to the fair when you're going out there. Here's what you need to think about. You're talking about the traffic being built up along Mobile Highway. Mm-hmm. Do a reverse thing on this fair. Come off the freeway. Come backside. In other words, come off the freeway, then head south on Mobile Highway and get to the fair that way. I've always found it's faster. Much faster.
The map seems to agree with you.
It's much faster. So don't get caught up in the traffic coming south, heading north into the fair. Going to waste a lot of time. Ugh. With the prime parking and all, go the way I just told you. It's a great alternative route.
All right. And also here locally, we got some reports that some ECAT bus stop benches around Escambia County have been removed. Channel 3 reports that the bench at Massachusetts Avenue and W Street has been recently removed. And an Escambia County spokesperson says that ECAT has been evaluating bus stop locations for cleanliness, safety, and ease of access. And says that some benches have been removed due to issues involving homeless individuals that led to complaints from ECAT riders. There's no word on how many benches have been removed or if they will be replaced at some point.
Okay, that's kind of a very interesting story.
Yeah.
The benches are disappearing. But I understand why, because a lot of the homeless people have been moved off of their grounds.
Right.
And there's no other place. As a matter of fact, they gave an example on that. There were two guys that used to be at that bus stop, on the bench there for years.
Yeah.
And they took it away. And what'd they do? Some people brought them lawn chairs. And now they're sitting on the corner, same place, but they're now sitting in lawn chairs.
Just say, yeah, it's better than standing.
That's something else. Hey, listen, in testimony described as sobering by lawmakers, women military veterans on Capitol Hill are describing the critical shortcomings of VA health care for females. I know this has got to be a problem. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more on this trending story.
Military Matters.
Women veterans are the fastest growing group using VA services, but there is concern that the priority in care has actually been given to male veterans self-identifying as women. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale pressed VA Secretary Dennis McDonough on the department's policy, which does not provide single-sex spaces for biological women.
We were making all this investment to try and make them feel comfortable, to make them feel more welcomed into the veterans' facilities. Why we would now be opening these exact same facilities to males who are identifying as women.
Within the department, there are some who feel that gender-inclusive policies come at the expense of female veterans. Dr. Eddie Waldrop is a clinical psychologist at the VA who specializes in PTSD.
Sometimes I work with female veterans who are concerned about even walking into the doors of the VA itself, much less about going into the restrooms, locker rooms.
With Military Matters, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
It is a problem. I can tell you that because even male VA clinic stories are just out of this world.
Really?
I hope. And now they're, hey, the light went off. There are a lot of females in the military, as you just heard, really commanding one of the largest segment now of the new of the new VA customers or patients.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got to work that out. Hey, listen here, Austin. Lesson 3. We've been talking about this for the past 3 or 4 weeks, getting you ready. 17 days, the best of the SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams going to compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th. They'll do this over at Ashton-Brosnahan. It's the third year, by the way, Pensacola has hosted that tournament. Tickets now on sale at PensacolaSports.org.
All righty, 421. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we had touched on one issue with mushroom growth following some of the hurricanes throughout Florida. But now we got word from health officials on another growing matter that's going on. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Back after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about this lengthy interview with Bret Baier on Fox News with Kamala Harris and the train wreck that it was for the vice president. Also, assessing Amendment 4 and how you should vote on it based essentially on what you already believe and what will this amendment do. Just trying to clarify what the amendment will actually do in law and based on what you already believe, how you might want to vote about it. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Oh man, speaking of Mobile Highway, Chris, we've got some issues there. If you are traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue, heading towards the fairgrounds, coincidentally enough, we do have some heavy backups there. Also have some traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots. As for the weather, it's 70 degrees here in Pensacola with a low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful sunny Friday, partly cloudy. 75 degrees is your high, 55 degrees is your low.
427, News Radio 92.3. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about female military VA problems and yes, in that genre, what was going on. I want to just pass this on. We were still putting the females' perspective in view here today. Former President Trump addressed the concerns of female voters in a town hall. This happened on Wednesday. I don't know if you got a chance to see this or not. It was with Fox's Harris Faulkner. Well, Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has a recap of that event.
President Trump fielded questions from an all-female audience on all sorts of topics. That includes the economy, crime, abortion, and child care. But it was how he addressed sanctuary cities that made headlines.
We are going to end all sanctuary cities immediately.
Is that an executive order you do that with?
Yeah, really? I can do it with an executive order. I'll have to do it with an executive order.
Trump also continued to walk the tightrope on abortion, as he has done throughout his campaign, arguing the issue is right where it needs to be, which is back in the states.
All righty. Thank you very much. Also hinted at this before the break. Health officials reminding Floridians to stay out of floodwaters, of course, but there's cases of flesh-eating bacteria on the rise. Pinellas County leading the state in infections with 13. The state health department says there are currently at least 70 cases and 11 deaths tied to Vibrio vulnificus across 24 counties. The bacteria typically lives in warm seawater. The rare infection can enter someone's body through undercooked shellfish or open wounds. Many communities, especially in Tampa Bay and Central Florida, recovering from flooding, of course, caused by Hurricane Milton just a week or two ago.
Well, a new lawsuit here in Florida is challenging a ballot referendum on abortion rights just a day before votes in the state could be cast. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Miami.
A pro-life group in Florida is challenging the placement of a proposed constitutional amendment on the upcoming ballot aimed at undoing state laws restricting abortion to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Known as Amendment 4, the proposal's language would stop the Florida state legislature from prohibiting abortion before fetal viability, but the lawsuit accuses the group behind the proposed amendment, called Floridians Protecting Freedom, of fraudulently gathering a million petition signatures. The group denies that. Early voting in Florida begins Monday. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Eben. Florida's Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patrona says that his office is preparing to launch an online portal that would allow hurricane victims to submit for review any documents they might have signed. Patronus is also encouraging people to take advantage of the insurance villages that are now open across the state and to sign up for Operation Blue Roof, a free service from the Army Corps of Engineers that will allow people to secure their roof until permanent repairs can be made. That's really the state headlines I got. That's a lot about hurricane recovery efforts.
All right. The number 17 seems to be popular this afternoon. We mentioned to you in 17 days, the best of the SEC women's soccer returns to Pensacola over Ashton Brosnahan. And also, another big event coming up in 17 days. It is the end of daylight savings time. Not many days left to enjoy an extended amount of sunlight. Boy, it's beauty out there, isn't it?
It's also October 17th.
Yeah, it's just great. Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's kind of freaky.
Ain't that crazy?
Okay, one key health benefit of DST is it allows people to enjoy more outdoor activities like you're doing right now this afternoon. Sunday, November 3rd, turn those clocks back an hour to Central Time Zone. Have you ever not done that and found yourself in a jam?
My phone does it for me.
There you go.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Israeli military says it killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon.
Israeli officials sent their U.S. counterparts photographs of what appeared to be the corpse of Yahya Sinwar earlier today. At that point, they told their Defense Department counterparts that they were awaiting DNA testing. That testing now has come back positive.
President Biden putting out a statement saying it's a good day for Israel, the U.S., and the world. Indictments handed up in connection with a deadly shooting at Appalachee High School in Georgia last month.
The grand jury indicted the accused shooter, Colt Gray, on 55 counts, including malice murder, felony murder, and aggravated assault.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Investigators say the 14-year-old killed two teachers and two students. His father was also indicted for allegedly providing the gun. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher on the backs of positive federal data. The streaking Dow once again set a fresh record. The Dow gaining 161, the S&P 500 off 1, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 6 points. The Biden administration says they're forgiving another $4.5 billion in student debt for over 60,000 borrowers. The latest round of relief is the result of the U.S. Department of Education's fixes to the popular public service loan forgiveness program. Shares of Lucid Group fell more than 17.5% today after the EV maker announced a public offering of more than 262 million shares of its common stock. Uber is reportedly discussing a bid for travel booking company Expedia, according to CNBC. The talks were reportedly in its early stages. U.S. crude oil futures for November are under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Tonight, Drew Brees gets inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame. But what if Brees never signed with New Orleans? That means Drew would have been a Dolphin. Not only would that have created a legitimate threat for the Patriots in the AFC East, but it also would have meant that Nick Saban would have never been the coach at Alabama because he would have stayed with the Finns. And it also means the Saints would have never won a Super Bowl, and Sean Payton probably doesn't turn out to be a great head coach, making it one of the greatest what-ifs in sports history. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Denver at New Orleans tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. Denver-New Orleans, confirmed analysis and special prop action. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now to hear for free on my recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want winners? I got them. Denver, New Orleans, plus special prop action. I love to go 5-0 the season free. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discounts for qualified VW owners. See dealer for offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Somewhere else. It's a shame the way you take my love, baby, on and off the shelf.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. Looking at the roads here, we've got a lot of congestion on Mobile Highway right now, particularly if you're traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue, approaching the Pensacola Fairgrounds. If you don't know why that is, then get out from under the rock you've been under, because tonight's the first day of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Brent Lane also backed up, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Blue Angel Parkway backed up, traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue, or Softly Field Road, rather. Outside of those few spots, it's just a little bit more of the same old, same old. As for the weather, 70 degrees right now, low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Friday, a little bit warmer than today, high of 75, low of 55.
When you rolled out that bump, that music bump a second ago here, I thought you were getting into some Dick Dale surfing music. Dick Dale was king of surfing guitar.
I like this. The surfing music you're talking about, I do enjoy.
He did the instrumental, the Ventures. You remember the Ventures? You ever heard of the Ventures?
I may know music by him.
Anyway, Dick Dale was the king of surf music. Mm-hmm. He lives over in Balboa Island, actually, in Los Angeles, in the Orange County areas. I was at a Hard Rock or something restaurant, and Dick Dale was there. Not that I had anything to do with it, but he was just eating there. But,
yeah, just minding his business.
Yeah, great surfer music. Okay, let me talk some sports here before we go off in another direction. Big night tonight, NFL. I say that because it's Denver-New Orleans. Tonight is Drew Brees night in the Dome. They're kicking him into the Hall of Fame is what they're doing.
Throwing
the
Saints. Him in there.
But I want to see – I'm not sure how much – the network television feed will show us about the whole, you know, procession of him being inducted. Mm-hmm. You know, how much will we see Sean Payton, former head coach, New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees Superdome or Super Bowl?
Yeah.
To where he's Sean Payton coach Denver Broncos.
Right.
He's a traitor. By the way, I don't have any ill feelings towards Sean.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, yeah, you know, Sean, I wish you were still with us. Yeah, it's kind of like that sort of thing. I will say I've said it earlier this week, and I'll say it again. The Saints, they got to win this one. They've lost four straight. They're at home. It's Drew Brees' big moment. Sean Payton, the guy that, yes, some Saints fans I'm sure are bitter at still, he's coming to town with his new team. You gotta win that game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I have seen the Saints go 0-6 one season and come back to win the division.
Yeah.
It's possible, but you're right. Oh, you are so right. They have got to win tonight's game. Mm. I'm going to be. It's my prime game, man.
Well, speak.
My money well spent for my prime subscription. Didn't know I had it for 3 years, but I do now.
Well, speaking of games that, first of all, that involve teams that one of us roots for, and
yes,
games that are must wins. The Guardians right now, MLB postseason going on. It's ALCS Game 3. Yankees are up in the series 2-0. In the top of the second, Yankees have a man in scoring position, and they are up 1-0 on Cleveland. If they lose this game, the Guardians will be down 3-0 with a home loss. I will be sad. There goes, I just dropped my pen again. I will be sad if the Guardians lose that game. But later tonight, 7 o'clock, Dodgers and Mets. The Dodgers lead that series 2-1. That's game 4 of the NLCS.
I got one to top you. Tonight, 7:30, it's Pine Forest at Pace.
I forgot about that. Yeah, thanks for reminding me, actually.
Ching, ching, ching.
And that you know what? You're right. That is important to me because, as I've said before, I'm a Patriot, Pace alum. I do think Pace should win that game. So I'm all for it.
Do you go to – no, you can't because you're working a lot of the games. Do you go to the games?
No.
Duh.
I thought about going to Pace Milton since this is such a good year for us and such an unfortunate year for them. I thought, well, okay, well, certainly we can get a rivalry win here. The thing is, I was like, I'm going to be doing the show that night. And then right after the show, I got Game of the Week on ESPN. So it's like, okay, well, I'll just watch from afar.
Who's going to win the game?
Between Pace and Pine Forest?
Yeah.
I said Pace.
Oh.
They should. They should. That's the key word.
Okay. Tomorrow night. Let's run them down real quick.
All right.
Booker T. Washington at Tate.
Tate bounces back in that one.
Central at Vernon. We don't know anything about Vernon, but we do know Central has a pretty good team.
Yeah, I know Central is a decent team, and they are far more local, so give me Central.
Okay. Escambia at Crestview.
Good on Crestview. You know, yeah, they
Bulldogs are rolling.
They've done okay at times, but I think Escambia is just simply the better team.
Navarre at Gulf Breeze. That's going to be a questionable game.
It's a rivalry.
It is.
You know, they may still be district opponents. I know they used to be when I was in high school. I will take Navarre to win that game just because I think they've looked better. But both teams are flawed. It could go either way.
Milton at West Florida.
That is our ESPN Pensacola Game of the Week. You can hear it tomorrow starting at 7 o'clock on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and I got West Florida winning.
Okay, when do we have to slide out? Is that tomorrow night? We slide out early?
Yes. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we will surrender our coverage to the Florida State Duke football game.
We're not surrendering nothing. They took it from me. Yeah. Just go right ahead.
Yeah, Chris,
tell the truth. Come
Chris
on.
Chris is still not over it.
I'm not.
But yes, no, in the 6 o'clock hour, you won't hear me and Chris bickering about sports or whatever else. You will hear Florida State Duke. Florida State trying not to fall to 1-6, and they're trying to keep their perfect record against Duke alive.
I'm still mumbling about that one. Okay, the Northview Chiefs at the 7 Mile Bluntstown bridge team, Bluntstown. That's all I know about Bluntstown. This long bridge, skinny bridge, it scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, this is similar to the Central Vernon thing. Give me the home team, literally, this time.
You ask me, well, do you know anything about Bluntstown? Well, I do. It's between Panama City and Tallahassee. It's got that big bridge.
I can point it out on a map.
Right.
That's it.
Okay, Pensacola and another one of those big, bad, and ugly Alabama teams, St. Michael Catholic.
I have faith. You know, you talk about them like that. You talk about that Alabama team like they are just, whoa, they're terrible. But I don't know. I believe in the Tigers. I think they get it done.
Okay. Next hour, we'll be talking SEC football, and we'll also be talking about some of the standings going into this weekend's the AP Top 25. We'll roll down for you.
All right.
And get you caught up on that one. Here's an interesting story. You might heard a different pieces of it. Let me just give it to you. Another NCAA volleyball team is refusing to compete against a team with a biological man on its staff. Fox's Christina Coleman has more on the trending story.
The University of Nevada, Reno's women's volleyball team forfeited a match against San Jose State. They are now the fifth team to do so. An athlete named Blair Fleming plays on San Jose State's women's volleyball team. And according to a class action lawsuit aimed at protecting women's sports, Fleming is a male. The lawsuit claims school officials told the players to, quote, not speak about Fleming's sex or gender identity with anyone outside the team. Fleming's roommate and team co-captain, Brooke Slusser, says she's not okay with this. Slusser joined the federal lawsuit. She says she's worried about Fleming's powerful spikes hurting other players. Slusser ultimately says she doesn't feel it's right for Blair Fleming to compete on the women's volleyball team.
And now you know.
Yeah. And
you have not heard the last of this.
No, you haven't. Well, and I told you when we were off air, Chris, you know, politics aside, people pick a side on this issue, and you can, whatever. But at the end of the day, I agree with you 100%. This isn't going to go anywhere. You're never just going to have people get on board with this. There's always going to be a problem with it. And yeah, I'm sure that story will continue to develop, and probably not for the better. Just past 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We do have an accident being reported on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards the I-10 overpass. It is causing backups at this time, pushing you back just past Creighton Road. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the fairgrounds, believe it or not, there's some congestion over there. Be on the lookout for that as well. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road is causing us backups. Also, outside of that, it's just a few usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, so on and so forth. As for the weather, still 70 degrees out there. A little bit warm if you're in the sun. Little, you know, pretty nice if you're in the shade. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 75, low of 55. Another sunny, mostly clear day.
Yeah, I guess we could give it a reference point. You were mentioning that wreck on Davis Highway before the 10 freeway overpass.
Yes.
Probably right there in front of the Ticket Sports Bar, I would think, somewhere at that intersection. Is that kind of close to where we're talking about?
Yeah.
This is a reference point.
I'd say around there.
And that's a bad intersection anyway.
Try
to avoid it if you can.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, how do I get around it? Well, you don't. You have to put up with it sometimes, but we're just trying to help you get home this afternoon. This is a story you kind of made me aware of on a Wednesday, and it's about a band that you are very familiar with. Friends and fans are reacting to the passing of former One Direction member Liam Payne.
Yes.
Fox's Michelle Polino has more on this report.
Tributes poured in for One Direction singer Liam Payne, who died at the age of 31 after falling from the third floor of a hotel in Buenos Aires, Argentina. A preliminary autopsy report stated Payne died of multiple trauma and internal and external hemorrhage as a result of the fall. Simon Cowell, who discovered Payne and his band, postponed Britain's Got Talent auditions. Paris Hilton sent her condolences on X. The Backstreet Boys posted their hearts go out to directioners around the world. Payne's family issued a statement saying, "We are heartbroken," while details surrounding his death remain unclear. Payne had spoken publicly about his struggles with mental health. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
They could have gotten somebody in terms of a statement than Paris Hilton.
I think. Oh, really?
Commenting. No, well, Paris Hilton commented. Well, I'm sure there are thousands of people that could have commented.
Right. Well,
Paris one of his friends? Is that what it was?
I'm not sure. At the very least, she's someone of note, right? You know the name Paris Hilton.
Used to be.
Obviously, Simon Cowell, yeah. Talent manager, discovered One Direction, and then you had Backstreet Boys, another famous boy band. Right. So it's like, I get those for sure.
When did the boys band, what year was that? Were they popular?
I think the "That's What Makes You Beautiful" song.
That's who did that song.
Yes, One Direction that song.
Okay.
Man, I was like in fifth grade.
Ugh. All right.
Man, I'm such a young buck.
I'm just trying to time it out here to see if maybe Paris Hilton and Lionel Richie's daughter, forget her first name, they used to have a show together.
Oh, really?
On TV. Yeah. I'm just thinking, was it the same genre, the same time frame that the One Direction was big at that time?
It would have been early 2010s.
Hey, found something interesting to pass along to you. It appears, get this one, you can go ahead and laugh if you want. It appears someone in the Burnville area mistook an Escambia Sheriff's Office speed trailer for a deer.
What?
Now an investigation's been launched. Late Tuesday evening, Escambia deputies responded to a report of shots being fired in the area of Burnville and McBride Road. Officers believe someone was night hunting and shot that speed trailer instead of the deer. By the way, the trailer survived. It is still operable. Bad shots. Mm. Real bad shots.
Love a good underdog story. I will say, might want to put on some glasses. I don't know the last time I saw a speed meter in mistaken it for a deer, but whatever.
William Reynolds, he's the brainchild behind NorthEscampi.com. Hmm. Brilliant journalist in this town. Really a good guy. He had a photo of the speed machine.
Did it look like a deer?
They put a red piece of red tape as evidence, you know, over the thing. So he supered in on it. I just think that's funny. Somebody missing a deer and hitting the darn electronic speed machine.
That's bad. And hard to justify as well.
That's really bad. Make sure I'm standing behind this person if he's...
Absolutely, yeah. No, don't go hunting with that guy. No. 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got the Wall Street numbers, of course, and protesters... protesting Kellogg's, of all things.
Oh, my goodness. Are they shrinking their packages again?
Actually, no, it's not that. But it is something that you've probably heard about before. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:54 here. Got a minute to work with before I get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. I'll get it started with the Wall Street numbers very quickly here. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 161 points to 42,239. The S&P 500 fell by 1 point to 58,41. And the NASDAQ gained 6 points to 18,373.
Okay, it's important to pass along to you. Maybe you're in the market for buying or selling a home and watching the mortgage numbers. Got them for you this afternoon. Freddie Mac reporting the 30-year rate steady at 6.32%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, 5.41%. Election season, it's on us, you know, right in the middle and thick of this thing. Less than three weeks until the November 5th election. Very stressful times for a lot of folks. And it, you know what? It can affect your health and your well-being, and they're finding this out. Fox's Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Presidential election years can be stressful.
And how do many people cope with stress? They eat. Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel discussing this with Fox's Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino on America's Newsroom.
It's called emotional eating. A study in Nutrients shows that it leads to weight gain and you feel bad about yourself and you eat sugar and sugar is addictive. The way to get out of that is more exercise. And one key word here that Dana shows on The Five every day, empathy. Listen to other people. It's not the end of the world if you disagree with someone. Acknowledge that you disagree with someone, but don't make it so personal all the time. So decrease your stress by kindness, by being nice to one another, by exercising. By the way, if I go to my refrigerator at night, I'm looking around for a candy bar. I only see almonds and walnuts in there. That's what my wife does. She absolutely conditions me.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I broke all those laws. Right by my bed table, I've got candy.
Well, especially in this Halloween season.
I buy it for me. I don't buy it.
Forget the kids.
Turn the light off. Go to the back of the house. Keep the candy.
Just eating the candy like a maniac in the corner of your room while some poor kid's knocking at the front door.
Please give me some candy. No, go home.
All righty. Last quick check of the roads and weather here. We do have some backups on Mobile Highway. This is if you're traveling northbound towards the Pensacola Fairgrounds, of course. Look out for people there. Also, Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Still backed up. Then the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street giving us some issues like we've seen it do at times. And 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road causing issues as well. No confirmation of an accident or anything there. Outside of that, it's just the usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway, I-10, Highway 90, so on and so forth. As for the weather, it's 70 degrees, low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 75, low of 55, sunny, mostly clear skies.
What do you see on the transition from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway? I'm looking over your shoulder. I'm seeing some backups out there.
I'm sure that's backed up, especially considering that we did recently have an accident in that area. It was causing some pretty heavy backups on North Davis, but they are still present, but they are decreasing. But yes, the ramp to get onto North Davis, taking that exit there off I-110 North is still backed up at this time.
We were talking about Halloween, decorating the house. I do it just for the sake of the neighbors, kids, and things. And we were talking the other day. I told you that many years ago, I lost that 5'7" Santa that dances and sits on the front porch and stuff like
right.
that. There's the picture. I bought it. I just wanted to take a picture of the box and it came in. So it's ready to go, man. I'm ready for the holidays.
Do you know what the uncanny valley is, Chris? Have you ever heard of that phenomenon?
No.
It's a psychological thing where humans are essentially put off by humanoid figures. You know, it's not human, but it looks it, so it kind of freaks you out.
Right.
I think that would scare me, personally.
All right.
Now, hey, if kids come by and wave at it, laugh at it, whatever, great. But I know people talk about being freaked out by that. So,
all right.
We'll see.
Okay. Fox's Michelle Polino has the latest on streaming. Yes, it is FoxTube.
FoxTube.
I'm Michelle Polino on Apple TV Plus.
Whoa.
The comedy drama Shrinking is back for season 2. In the series, Jason Segel stars as a grieving therapist who begins shifting his professional standards and giving his patients unconventional advice. On Netflix, Sweet Bobby, My Catfish Nightmare is a documentary feature from the UK chronicling Kirit Ossie's 10-year catfish nightmare after she got swept up in an online romance with a charming stranger.
One split second.
Also on Netflix, season 5 of I Am a Killer, a crime investigation reality series that features death row inmates recounting their crimes in their own words. And on Peacock, House of Villains, the e-reality competition series, features notorious reality TV villains living together and competing for a shot at $200,000 cash prize. It's back for season 2. Joel McHale hosts. That's FoxTube on Fox News.
All right, thank you very
Joel
much.
Joel McHale's a funny guy.
Yeah, and he's been in that medium for a while.
Different guy, Tosh. .com.
Yeah, Daniel Tosh was Tosh.0.
Yeah, Daniel.
Joel McHale was on a Talk Soup, I think.
Right, that's what it was.
Oh, by the way, I'll mention this very quickly since I touched on it before the break. Protesters demanding Kellogg's remove harmful additives added to cereals like Fruit Loops and Apple Jack. So we've heard people complain about that stuff before.
All right. National Drug Take a Back holiday is scheduled coming up. I'm going to tell you all about this story next hour.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.